Those Damn Ross Kids is a podcast for adults, and the opinions expressed do not reflect the opinions of our employers or even ourselves. We'd like to hear from you. Give us a call at 419-528-TDRK to leave a voicemail, and we just may play it on the show. What's that noise? What the hell is that? There we go. Seriously, what was that sound? It sounded like
me lighting a candle with a blowtorch.
Is
Those Damn Ross Kids, a conversation between brothers, featuring Chris and Cole Ross.
Hey, Chris, what episode is this?
This is episode number 77 of the comedy podcast, Those Damn Ross Kids.
My name is Cole Ross.
I am Chris Ross.
And 77 is my favorite number.
And we sound alike. Good night.
We do. But we haven't received that complaint an awful lot as of recently.
I know. So. I think that we've narrowed down. We've sharpened the point of listeners down to such a narrow area.
That they understand the differences in our Katie.
No one new can break in. I don't know if you've gone back and listened, but this isn't something you can jump in the middle. You had to have been here from the start. So thank you for sticking it out. But I want to say thank you for listening.
For understanding the differences between our cadences.
And our staminas.
And our stammers.
I have persistence. That's one thing I have.
Oh, boy.
My ham radio call signal is eternal flame.
That's only because you're such a huge fan of JFK.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah. Hey, Chris, tell me a story.
Oh, shit.
That's not a good sign.
No, it's not. All right, you made a president reference. I'm going to give a president story. The creepy auction of Ronald Reagan's blood has been canceled. Instead, the seller will donate the vial to Reagan's presidential foundation in California. Europe's PFC Auctions announced the move today after Reagan's family called the auction unseemly. Bidding for the vial of blood had reached $30,000. And was scheduled to end tonight. I don't know when this article was written. It was very recently, as of a week ago when we recorded this.
Yeah.
But anyway, the guy that actually is selling it is an anonymous person, but he did say that he bought the vial at a public auction for $3,550 a few months ago. And that the origin of the vial was that a lab tech stole it from the hospital after the assassination attempt of Reagan in 1981.
Chris, it's supply side necronomics. They're just trying to raise Reagan by using a supply of his blood.
Very, very true.
I deserve some credit for supply side necronomics, okay?
I prefer hemocontra.
Hemocontra. In the middle of that story, I leaned back in my chair and it tripped the lever,
and it tripped the lasers,
and I now have four fingers on one hand. No, when I spilled shandy all over myself, so I'm gonna be all lemony fresh for a couple of years. No, this was a big deal, Mr. Reagan Blood, our greatest president. He told America that it was safe to be themselves again. There's no reason
to
be ashamed.
And about the smooth flavor of Pall Malls.
It's okay if your career is made when you act with monkeys. No problem.
Tobacco, a killer? No. Arab enemies are.
Oh, gosh. Hard pack? Nope. OPEC. OPEC. It's a boxer pack. I don't know.
Big oil? Have you seen their profit margin? I prefer to say little oil.
This well is literally like 2 inches deep.
I'm thriving.
Hey, Chris, can I take you somewhere?
Yeah, if you fucking stop saying, hey, Chris, come up with something else to say.
No, sorry. Let's go somewhere, Chris, on a magical journey to the Zazzle!
No!
Do you really get angry when I say, hey, Chris?
Yeah, you say it a lot.
I did.
Pretty much between every story when it's your turn. Hey, Chris.
Hi. Hi, Chris.
Hi. Hi, Chris. Can I tell you a story? Do you like onions? How much would you say something like that costs?
How much would you say an onion costs? Chris?
I have a question. You ever fixed a chair?
I'm talking really fixed it, not just put a dictionary underneath the short leg. I'm talking really just get on there and
You ever made a broken chair really stable?
you ever picked up a chair on the side of the street and took it home and said, hey, I can give you a home?
You ever pet a chair at night and say, I'm so glad I found you?
Have you ever had to deal with the infestation of termites and bed bugs that bringing in a broken upholstered chair would wreck upon your household?
You ever talk to a stationary chair and hear his feelings about how he wishes he could rock?
Have you ever played Bill Haley and his comments to your broken chair so he would know he could rock again one day around the clock?
You ever found the companionship of a chair and listen to your brother talking and the chair looks at you and nods and you nod back at it and you both know that he sucks?
Yeah, you ever looked at that chair and saw him nod and think like, hey, nodding's pretty close to rocking. You done it. You made it. You lived your dream.
Way to go, stray chair. Now it's cold in here, so I'm going to burn you.
I dedicated all my life to making you rock. Got no money to keep the lights on. Going to burn you for light and warmth.
I haven't been going to work trying to make you rock. Now my kids are hungry. We're going to eat your stuffing.
Kind of a waste. Kind of a waste.
Bummer chair. Sorry, man.
Kind of a waste of 18 months.
How about you?
So, Chris, are you a fan of ketchup?
Kinda.
Have you put ketchup on French fries?
Is this the South Americans who love banana ketchup?
No, this has nothing to do with South America, which I do not recognize as a real America.
Real Sorry. Banana ketchup, Eddie? I mean, Lupe? See.
See, I'll get you another one.
Nothing but the best in the foreign language.
Here, Clark, take a beer. Oh, okay. And he hands him the cerveza that he's been drinking. Oh, man. Anywho. No. So it's been a perennial problem. You go to a place that you go to a restaurant, a proprietorship that fancies itself as being old timey. And they have glass bottles full of ketchup that you can't get anything out of because ketchup is a thick sauce. It's one of the thicker sauces out there available.
Oh, is this the bottle lube?
This is bottle lube, Chris. So of all the problems in our world that we can try and solve, sustainable energy, cancer, getting us back to the moon and, you know, establishing a base there, getting us to Mars and, you know, figuring out how to get me laid. No. We have our greatest minds at MIT dedicated to developing some kind of polymer that has the physical properties of a solid but the lubricative properties of a liquid that can be put on the inside of a plastic or glass bottle in order to make ketchup, quote, float right onto the sandwich.
Put in a fucking squeeze bottle.
No! Why are you using glass bottles?
Why are you doing that?
Like, I know that like plastic is like super bad or whatever. Like, God damn it.
Very thick, heavy glass bottles.
I know, right? Like,
I want to break it and cut somebody.
You could do more damage by hitting somebody over the head with it.
I don't want to get shivved while I'm trying to break the ketchup bottle. You ever been in a diner fight? And I got bad memories from burning chairs, but holy shit, diner fights are depressing.
I asked for onion rings, not onion petals, you bitch.
This is a diner, not a steakhouse. Take your petals and go home.
I can't say what they are, but we've patented the hell out of it, said one of the engineers. Oh, man.
That's neat. I can't believe they did that.
I think I use too much ketchup.
You tend to go overboard, yeah.
I just one of those things. I use a lot of ketchup and I use a lot of barbecue, but that's like really my only sauce stallions.
Sriracha.
Yeah, sriracha. So, okay, yeah, sriracha. I do go crazy, but I will mix sriracha in with the ketchup.
Mustard, honey Dijon.
No, I'm not a fan of mustard.
Stadium.
I've never put mayonnaise in my body.
Mustard trifecta.
I've never put mayonnaise in my body willingly.
Oh, come on now.
It's, seriously, I hate it. I fucking
Miracle McWhip.
Oh, God, no, I hate it.
It's delicious.
I can't stand mayonnaise at all. It
makes everything better.
Ugh. I think it comes from the babysitter that I used to go to. She would feed us tuna sandwiches, and the tuna was drenched in Miracle Whip. I just
you have a problem with tuna, not Miracle McWhip.
No, like tuna itself is fine. Like I've had just like plain tuna, but just the Miracle Whip. No, I can't do it.
That's not what that was. That was tangy, cat food and flour water.
That tangy zip.
Yeah, that was not that. With a stitch of dill.
Son of a bitch. So
oh,
yeah.
No.
Oh, that can be used on mayonnaise bottles too, because mayonnaise, I guess, is very thick as well. I wouldn't know because I've never used it. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm sure. Hey, cheating, money issues, falling out of love, all these things could be reasons to get a divorce. But for a man in southern Israel, the final straw that led him to seek a divorce this week was his wife's decision to bring home 550 cats. The cats got in his way. They blocked his access to the bathroom, kept him from preparing meals in the kitchen, and jumped onto the table as he ate and stole his food. The husband told the rabbinical, which is a really neat word, rabbinical. That's what he told this council of rabbis, which is what I assume that is.
Yeah, yeah.
He says that he was unable to sleep in his bedroom because the surface of the marital bed was constantly covered with cats who crossed their paws and refused to lie on the floor.
They were establishing dominance.
Not going anywhere. This is a fucking sit-in. Sit-in in your bed, asshole.
No, that's not a sit-in, Chris. That is a catastrophe.
Oh, God, you make me want to slip my wrist.
If I say enough stuff like that, eventually you will.
The couple tried to reconcile at the behest of the court, but the wife just said, hey, I'm keeping the cats. And the husband said, hey, I'm outsies.
See, the key tactical error, I mean, the cat curve, as I call it. One cat for the first year, three cats for the second year. You know, and then it goes exponentially up from there. You don't just go right from no cats and a happy marriage to, you know, every cat that there is in Israel, because I don't assume that they're, you know, most of the cats in the Middle East are buried in pyramids. Okay.
No, I think there's a whole breed of cat. They're called Persians, right?
I guess, yeah.
Or were they all slaughtered to make rugs?
Now don't you feel bad looking at your fancy rug that really ties the room
together. No, it's got to be your empire.
Xerxes. No, that has to be some kind of gambit, not the X-Men. That has to be some kind of gambit on the part of the wife, right?
I think let's
make the situation untenable so I can get out of this and go obey Hector over there.
Hector.
Not Reptar, not the dinosaur from the Rugrats. Hector.
Yeah.
That was a reference that was lost on anybody who was not exactly my age. I'm so sorry.
I don't know what that... Hector is a measurement, I believe. Hector?
Hectare. That is... It's a Hectare. Measure. It's like an acre. It's like a measure of distance.
Is it really?
Yeah, yeah.
Huh.
So, like in The Simpsons, when either Mr. Burns or Abe, he says, you know, that car used to get 40 rods to the hectare, you know. Yeah, it's like getting, you know, a certain number of miles per gallon, but it was really low. Yeah, hectare, that's a measure of distance.
Like you get one laugh per score of jokes. Like that?
Son of a cock. I'm so angry. Hey, Chris, do you have delightful memories of summer days running around with super soakers?
Yes.
The hot sun beating down on us?
I do.
As we would film.
I always tried to pretend like it was a real gun.
Yeah, you would run back to the hose and fill up, and you would go back out into the yard. And
I would spray you all with the envisioning. Just like a gut shot with maybe like some like a buck slug. Just in your belly.
Just totally eviscerating my guts, just causing the acid to go all over the place and make it impossible to heal, so I would die a slow and agonizing death.
I never wanted it to penetrate all the way through you. I wanted it to like live inside you and burn in your guts.
Well, no, because if it penetrates through you, you have a better chance of living, right? Like if it goes straight through, no problem. But if it sticks, you know, if it stays around, then it's that's issues. As we say.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah. Well,
something that would lodge in your spine, that when you moved, you felt it, and you'd be like, oh, I remember Chris shot me.
Yeah.
That way you wouldn't fuck with me anymore.
That way I wouldn't fuck with him anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it would make travel very awkward because of the metal detector.
Exactly. I had to explain the issue and all that. Well, we're describing...
Okay, my brother shot me.
with a super soaker that was done up like a shotgun. No. So, convicted felon, 54 years old in California, didn't want to be caught carrying around a gun. He had somebody he wanted to kill. So, he modified a super soaker squirt gun in order to fire a single shotgun shell. The man was named Randy Smith, and he was walking the streets carrying the weapons in a neck, around his neck in a sling.
And a turkey neck.
And a neck. Just a single neck.
Just one neck.
Just taking a bite out of it like it was a strip of jerky, like it was a ring of bologna. You know, no problem. Quote, he took the super soaker apart, was able to fashion a barrel to where he was able to make what's considered a zip gun, where you can fire one round through it. Sergeant Mark Hudson told KMPH, which is a station there. And in this case, it was a 20-gauge shotgun shell. So... you know, that modification can be made for as little as $30, but it's about as safe for the handler as, quote, putting a hand grenade next to your head.
Handler. That's funny.
Handler? Snake handler? Snake charmer?
Chelsea Handler's funny.
Is she?
No.
But she can't keep a show ever. So.
Ever? No. She just, like, jumps around with shows.
She like, just, like, everything she touched gets canceled, so why should I pay attention?
This is true. Hey, my last story was from Israel, and this one is too.
We're going full Semitic, right?
True. Israeli scientists have created a new form of marijuana that gives you health benefits without getting you stoned. It has the same scent, shape, and taste as the original plant. It's all the same, but the numbing sensation that users are accustomed to has disappeared. The concept behind Israel's new pot is simple. Neutralize the effect of THC, which gets you high, and increase the power of the cannabidiol, which can relieve psychiatric problems and help diabetics. You won't get the munchies either. Many of the patients who tried the new plant come back and say, hey, man, you tricked me. In Israeli, I'm sure. And yeah, so they thought it was a placebo, but not really.
So it's all of the awful smell and, you know, discomfort of having that in your lungs, but with none of the benefits of like feeling like everything is great.
Yeah. In other words, the thing that you usually suffer through for the reward.
Yeah.
There's no reward.
There's no reward. So it's awful.
So why do you do that? Why are you doing that anymore?
It's that, so you suffer the indignity of going to a man on the street corner whose name is Clue Hat, and you buy a baggie of something that smells like old socks, and then you put it in a piece of glass that looks like it was, you know, made out of tie dye, and
it's like going on like a 20-day fast and then giving yourself suppositories. Not totally clean. Need more cleansing.
More lemon juice and cayenne pepper.
Things getting dark.
Is it normal for your vision to like narrow down to pinpricks? Is it normal for that?
Does this carpet normally taste like portobello mushrooms? You're not eating it, are you? No, just licking it.
The snozzberries taste like that beer I spilled last week.
This is weird.
I mean, if it's like helping people, if it's isolating elements that will, you know, do shit for folks, but
that's not why they do it.
I guess they can
say all they want. That's not why they do it.
Why are they doing it? Why are they doing it?
To get high as a motherfucker.
Well, okay, no. So we mixed up our things.
It's good if you're talking about the synthetic one, or not the synthetic, but the separate one that the Israelis made. Why are you doing that?
Okay.
But the real one, that's why they're doing it.
Yeah, no, they're doing it to get high as fuck.
Yeah.
But that's like, I mean, okay, I've said it a million times.
Dude, I totally spaced my glaucoma.
I'm not a main guy of drugs, all right? Like, that's not my thing. It's not my bag, baby. Alcohol is just fine. But
if you gave it a chance, that could be your steez.
Maybe with my
and for you, the way you like to get messed up, it'd be cheaper.
But
you don't even have to deal with the smell or the scent or anything. You get a vaporizer.
Get a vape, just go online. Yeah.
Yeah. That's it.
Huh. Then you're done. Yeah. No, so
you're done.
You're done. No, but
so you even got the lingo down. You dropped the bolt, dude. I'm done.
Yeah.
You're done.
You just see.
Hey, I'm toast.
I don't know. I'm not the kind of person who puts heated up marijuana next to his mouth. But you know, there might be some benefits to that for a certain percent of the population.
Hey, and man, I don't think I can handle a reentry.
Out here, I am sitting in the tin can. Reentry into what?
I'm so high. If I go any higher, I'm going to have to reenter the atmosphere.
Oh, okay. I gotcha. All right.
Get it? Got it. Dummy.
Good. Okay. Oh, Arizona lawmakers are attempting to crack down on foul language and, quote, trolling on the internet by passing Arizona House Bill 2549, which states that, quote, it is unlawful for any person with intent to terrify, intimidate, threaten, harass, annoy, or offend to use any electronic or digital device to use an obscene, lewd, or profane language, or suggest any lewd or lascivious act, or threaten to inflict and physical harm on the person or property of any person.
So there's just like a big internet switch they're flipping off?
Yep, they are turning off the internet.
The internet is now shut down in Arizona.
So if you do anything that is that could be construed as threatening or lewd on Arizona soil on the internet, you are committing a class 3 felony, which carries a minimum of 2.5 years and a maximum of 25 years in jail.
Are they shutting down the local cable access show, the prank show? You know what I'm talking about? The one where after the prank they say you've been lewd.
You've been
where the host is named Lou.
He's out there. Like yanking rugs out from under people.
Nobody's gonna get lewd anymore.
No, nobody's gonna be lewd. He's at the mall and he just like throws a rug over a hole with a bunch of spikes.
That would suck to get lewd. I don't want to be lewd.
So somebody walks into a bathroom stall and they lock the door behind him and they fill it up with balloons. You've been lewd, dude.
Oh man.
Person goes to a hot dog stand. It's full of iguanas, you know, because it's Arizona, you know, no problem. Proponents of the bill say that it's necessary to prevent online bullying, whereas opponents argue that this bill could have a chilling effect on shocking or profane language on the internet, which directly affects us because we are both shocking and profane.
Nah, not really.
Not really. I mean, no, we temper it. We try to have societal value by calling out bullshit laws that people are trying to pass to, you know.
Editing and bleeping me.
Sorry. I've bleeped myself before. I've probably bleeped myself as much as you.
Buy the ticket, take the ride.
I mean, let's do it. Let's say, I don't care.
No way that's making it in. I don't think you've ever let any of those slide, let alone being said by you.
No, but I think that makes us even. You know what?
That's one long bleep.
Okay. The in his doll. So, are you happy now?
Clint Eastwood is a great director.
He is. He is a fantastic director. He really turned around. I mean, who else would have the guts to make a World War II movie from the Japanese perspective? Honestly.
I have no idea. I have no idea.
Proceed.
What?
Proceed. That felt kind of like a dead end, so I was hoping you'd take us out of it.
No, not at all. I was just trying to remember that one time when Lyndon Johnson took that out to the steakhouse.
Okay.
Where they met that he was burned by napalm.
Okay.
Yeah. Remember that?
Yeah, I remember reading some news on that. Some news on that.
Yeah. I remember when you were live in 64. All right. Hey, a dad who was angry at the assistant principal of his son's school tried to exact a modern form of revenge. He created a fake profile under the school official's name at a porn site, then posted lewd photos and videos supposedly from the man.
This Lou can't get a break.
No, he can't. And this is actually from Arizona, so keeping it in house. He also created a fake email address under his victim's name and had explicit chats. Assistant principal Frank Henderson learned of the ruse when he got turned down for a new job because a parent Googled his name and turned up raunchy results. The father was convicted of computer fraud and identity theft and faces jail time and sentencing. When police first confronted the man, the father says, he tried to pin it on his teenage son before ultimately confessing.
He threw his son under the bus.
He was mad because this dude's like all roughing up his son. He's like, he's just being lewd on his son. And then he's like, no, my kid did it.
What a fucking coward.
What a douche.
Fucking own up to your shit. Own up to your shit. Don't fucking blame your teenage son who had nothing to do with it.
He had something to do with it. Like, I mean, he was the antithesis of it.
Well, he was the catalyst. Yeah, but come on. I mean, yeah, just because he has a motive doesn't mean, ah, fuck.
I don't know. It's kind of neat, though.
Just own your fucking actions. Don't do it.
Hey, principal, own your actions. Why are you S-ing all these D's on the weekends?
why are you going out there saying, hey, anybody need a daddy over the weekend?
Hey, what are you doing in Wilson's leather? I was buying a coat. Yeah, right. Buying a vest, more like it.
Buying chaps. Buying leather pants and cutting the ass out of it.
You know, buying a cab driver hat. Last I checked, you weren't using those chains for your wallet.
Not principal. Afraid of losing your wallet, are you? Principal,
assistant
spend all your
principal
money.
Principal Jim.
Assistant principal pervert. Going around.
Assistant principal ready to mingle.
That kind of rhymes. Was that intentional?
No, it was not. It was okay. A misconnection on Craigslist.
Me.
And when my misconnection didn't reply, I posted on Rants and Raves.
Me, standing in the lunch line. They were out of chicken patties. You, holding a ruler, yelling at some kids to stand against the wall because they were being too loud.
Switch categories. Hey, ruler guy, why don't you talk to me anymore?
Hey.
Saw you once. Didn't post back. Got so angry. Switch categories. $30. Slightly smashed couch. Switch categories. Housing wanted. Got evicted. Smashed couch. Was angry. Switch category. Job posting. Sales position. Been out of the workforce. Got angry. Smashed couch. Where's ruler guy? Obsessed. Post to Craigslist too much. Lost job. Need new one.
Switch categories. Back to misconnection. Thought about the ruler. Thought it could be a yardstick.
Holding out hope. Talk to you soon.
God. What is wrong with this country's dads?
Lots of dads doing dumb shit.
We live in a society. We live in a fucking society. Don't get out there and blame it on your fucking kids.
I don't know. Must have been born with herpes. I don't know how you got them.
Congenital herpes, Chris.
Congenital hep C on the herpes.
Congenital hep C. Okay.
Genital hep C.
I took my kid out to get tattooed. Couldn't get tattooed herpes. Because of the hep C. You know what? Hep C is just short for Hep Cat.
I don't know. I Oh, man. Me in torture dungeons. I laid face down on a bed of nails while a herpied hooker rubbed Revolva on my back. That's how I got back herpes and Hep C.
Back C. She went a little bit further up. You know what I had? High C.
In unsanitary sex dungeons where you'll get back C.
No back C's, Chris. No back C's. Is that a story or were you just riffing?
I give C's. I don't back C's.
Speaking of unclean vulvas, okay. Speaking of unclean vulvas, a Long Island hot dog stand entrepreneur is vindicated after leaving court innocent of prostitution charges. She was busted for offering pleasure to a cop for $50 after he bought a hot dog from her. She was ordered to undergo a few days in prison and some psychiatric evaluation, but she's back on the street. Quote, "If a man can walk down the street without a shirt on, so can I," she says. "I just give out my business cards, and guys who want a strip show call me, and I do it at my own house. What is wrong with that?" In talking to the press and advertising her services, all she had to say was, "Come down and taste my onions."
Come down and taste my onions?
Come down and taste my onions, Chris. These.
Wow.
Boy. That one was suggested by Andrew via Facebook, who also suggested the trolling Arizona law feature there. If you too would like to suggest a Facebook story, you can go to facebook.com/thosedamnrosskids and leave us a link. And if it's funny, we will leave it on the show and all those kind of things. So, yeah. Taste my onions, Chris. Pungent.
I guess it's an acquired taste. Maybe very regional.
Is it?
I don't know. What I can tell you is that there is a world taste. And let me tell you why.
Okay.
From Chile to Sweden, people around the world want more of our American sperm. Demand for American men's genetic material has climbed as much as 40% over the past 5 years. In the last 3 years, this is a quote, "In the last 3 years, we have shipped to about 60 countries, says a rep for the world's biggest sperm bank, California Cryobank, which has sold $23 million worth of jizz last year."
What?
Yes, $23 million worth of sperm. Okay. Britain, Canada, France, Israel, and Australia are among the biggest customers. You can ask, why is the demand climbing? It's being driven by social changes. Single women and lesbian couples being recognized around the world as people that should be able to have children and raise families, says one of the cryobank reps. But other countries' rules and restrictions make American sperm an attractive option. Among the U.S. advantages are a better developed network of banks, infrastructure that they say is crumbling, but apparently not, and laws that help boost the donor pool.
Okay, sperm infrastructure.
The U.S. allows for anonymous donation, whereas pretty much everywhere else in the world says not okay. And we also allow compensation of up to $500 per load.
Wait.
It should be noted that Australian men are paid significantly less.
Okay.
And we have loose limits on the number of women that can use a single donor's sperm, which is not the case in France and Sweden.
Okay.
Yes.
So, all right. So potentially multiple women could be bearing my child if I. You know, didn't just, you know, put that into a tissue at the,
yeah,
know,
exactly.
At the end
you're
of
throwing,
every day.
You're throwing money into the door.
I am leaving money on the table and that table.
You were soaking your keyboard in cash.
Chris, I am a very sanitary person. That was just for jokes. I am not spraying a light dusting of life on anything. So,
dude, the biggest laugh I ever got was when my roommate walked out and said, "All right, who put the fake cum on my keyboard?" Where would I buy perfectly formed fake cum for your keyboard?
Specifically
for your keyboard.
Exactly, for that goof.
For this goof. It was a $1,200 goof. custom fake cum for your keyboard.
I went down
$1,200.
Okay, so I had to go down and spend $500 to get a real load, and then I had to take it to a scientist who could mimic the exact properties of that load. So that was another $700, making it a $1,200 load that I deployed onto your keyboard.
Yes.
Oh, man. So
now, onto said keyboard.
Onto said keyboard. We can't apply, you know, pronouns to this. It has to be, yeah.
Because really, we don't know who bought it.
My keyboard? My keyboard.
The keyboard.
The keyboard in question.
Yes.
The alleged keyboard.
The alleged keyboard, yes.
So
I believe it's a keyboard.
So told
by eyewitnesses. Yes.
So
it appears to be a keyboard.
So people around the world, they want some American sauce. It seems like it. That's what we're to believe.
Yep.
Even with our various medical conditions and genetic proclivities.
Apparently.
So it's like logistical reasons.
It's ease of access.
I mean, not like okay. So like logistical and logistical.
Because the lasers are down as far as our defenses on the laws.
Exactly. You can just come anywhere, get $5, and you're gone.
Yeah, essentially all of these sperm banks are just like, they're headquartered with a post office box in West Virginia, although they may operate in other states.
Yeah, it's like credit card companies in Delaware. Right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Or insurance companies, whatever.
You know, any of those things.
There's no state taxes and very, very few regulations on incorporation.
I've never figured this out. Maybe this is the case. Okay, so you can do anonymous donor. You can be an anonymous sperm donor in America. Okay.
Yeah. So I'm told.
What's to keep a homeless person from like making their living doing that?
I think that they do. Like, you can go in there and ask to, but they don't have to take it. It's not like a soup kitchen.
It's not egalitarian. If they think that like, hey, you're going to produce like, you know, 20 kids who come out fully bearded and, you know, willing to work for sandwiches, then they can turn you away.
I thought that was the person who wears the biggest hat at a gala.
At a gala affair? What?
Egalitarian.
Oh, God damn it.
Got it.
Fuck.
It's the person who wears the biggest hat at the gala.
See, you know, it's like you just lay these things out and you stop the whole proceeding until you hammer it through.
You get it. I wouldn't have to.
God damn it.
Although maybe that was maybe way that back helps there in some the of mist. Our younger listeners.
That was like way back there. Mm. Were you segueing to another story? Were you going to do that?
Yeah, I'm gonna give you a story that is uplifting.
Oh, good. Good.
All right. There's nothing depressing or horrible about this story. It's a happy ending.
The fact that you have to say that just makes me more wary of it.
Hey, don't be. A Chinese teenager was about to end his life when a woman came to his rescue. The woman kissed the boy long enough for firefighters to pull him from the ledge of a pedestrian overpass. Apparently, the boy felt lonely and helpless and saw suicide as the only way to end his suffering. He lost his mother when he was still a child, and his stepmother had spent all of his father's money. The young lady thought that letting the boy know he is still loved was the only way to save him. She showed this through a kiss.
So he was going to off himself, but a woman kissing him. You know what? That would probably bring me back. That would probably remind me.
It didn't make him step off the ledge. It preoccupied him enough that firefighters could grab him.
Okay.
He wasn't like, oh, where have you been? No.
But still, you know,
she could have grabbed him by the dick. And just yanked him off. But no, she didn't.
just yanked him like she was starting a lawnmower. No, but that's good. That's quick thinking, right?
Sure.
This is a goddamn hero, is what she is.
Yeah. Good job, China. You raised one good one. Good thing you didn't abort her.
Oh, fuck. That is a dark joke. No, so... we have listeners in China. You know that, right?
Nah, they're visiting.
No, we do. I mean, they're American expats, but they live out there. You know, one of them's name is Will. Hey, Will, and he vouches for some of these stories, like, because we do stories about China every once in a while.
Oh, you talk to this guy?
What's that?
You talk to this guy?
Yeah, no, he's a Duck Feed super fan. He listens to a couple of the shows on the
network. Oh, no shit.
Yeah, yeah. So he's
so hey, Will, when I around here we do have what I would not call authentic Chinese restaurants, but I would say that we have Chinese restaurants with authentic Chinese people, and specifically Little Women. And when I ask them, they want to go on vacation with me and maybe visit their homeland in Longdong province. They look at me kind of sideways.
Like, oh, God pussy. Damn it. Don't you dare. And that is a hot button word.
Why is that?
I'm not going to say. Continue.
That was it. I just Longdong province. Exactly. My plate is dirty. Yes, take it. I didn't quite understand you. You like the blue stripes on my tube socks. Yes, that's right. Okay.
Okay, yeah. No yeah. problem.
Nice.
No problem.
That's good.
Hey, Chris, can I tell you about...
Two snaps on these polyester elastic band shorts.
Snaps for the Petro son. Hey, Chris, can I tell you about Boxford, Massachusetts?
Again, hey, Chris.
Sorry. It's shorthand, okay?
Good God. I'll be there in a few minutes.
Fucking shit.
I'm going to rough you up, Cole.
Would you stop saying I'm going to rough you up, Cole?
I don't know. But when I pull my fist back, you can say, hey, Chris.
Hey, Chris, what's your name?
I'm going to pull the string on this punch machine.
Got to yank this cord. No, so it's not a complicated story. A couple of people there having a backyard party, which was crashed by a bunch of cows, which stormed them, drank all their beer, and then ran away.
This is real?
This is real.
Then this was in where?
This was in Massachusetts. They enjoyed it. There's no doubt about it. They went right for the beer, and then when one was done, they'd knock another one over, and they'd take care of that beer, said one of the policemen. They got up as the cows went towards the table. They stepped back, and the cows looked. They stepped back, and the cows took over the table, knocking over the beers with their noses, drinking the beer off the table. They then went to the recycling bin to find any leftovers. A caller told the 911 dispatcher, we thought they were deer, but they're huge, huge, huge cows. They got to be five or six of them.
They got to be.
They got to be five or six cows, Chris.
They got to be. Get on up.
Hot Get tub. Up. Can I take it to the bridge?
Go ahead. Take them on to the bridge.
Take them to the bridge.
Can I take them to the bridge? Yeah.
Come on, Bobby. There got to be five or six cows here. And then when they were done, they ran off into the mist, and animal control caught them and returned them to their farms. But that speaks to the danger of alcohol, right? More so than this podcast does. So get off my back.
I don't know what to say.
You don't know what to say? Like, oh, okay. Good job. So here's my problem, Chris. Here's my problem. And don't you dare interrupt with, like, I know what your problem is, because I have many. No, here's my problem. I'll say a story, and you won't give me anything, but you'll say a story, and I can riff on it for, you know, a good 5, 10, 6 minutes until we get to, you know, racial territory, and then I back away from it. However, you give me nothing. So I want you to riff on drunk cows. I want you to riff on alcoholic cows for just a second. Give me a chance, Chris. Because like
there's nothing to say.
Like I can't
describe what I'm thinking.
It's like you're not giving me credit. It's like you're diminishing my contribution to this podcast. What are you thinking? Like just give. If I need to upload a YouTube,
that's what the show is.
If I need to upload a YouTube video of you, like, you know, using some toys to like describe what you're thinking, that's fine. You know.
Yeah. Well, no. I mean, listen. If I would not spend twice as much time on pre-pro if I felt like our stories mattered equally. I mean, really.
Okay.
There's days involved for me. Because if I don't, the four people don't listen.
The four people. It's you know.
We would have to rule out the cursing and then mail it to grandma. That would be our listener. If it was just you and your stories.
God damn it.
Because your stories, they exist on their own. and I choose things that need me.
That need me or need me?
No, that need, no, why would they need you? They need me.
They need you? Well, why do they need you?
Because they wouldn't be funny if they weren't from me.
If they were, if they, okay, so if somebody was just like flipping through the USA Today and they saw this story about, you know, Chinese penis yanking saving somebody's life, then they would just be like, yes, that is the world events of today. But when you say it, it's comedy gold.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, okay.
When processed through the correct filter.
When processed through your voice, when processed through your worldview, then it becomes comedy. However, but when I say
what
something.
What I would say is that at the beginning of this show, not this particular episode, but in general of this podcast.
Okay.
You came across as trying to be the smartest guy in the room.
Yeah.
Which is never a good idea. And I would say that what's made this experience on my end more tolerable is you not doing that as much.
I actually
thought about how to keep the show, kick you off of it, and so I had to do some research and become more litigious.
By just like shooting me down at every opportunity.
No, not so much. I mean, I whack-a-moled you pretty good.
No, you've discouraged me pretty well. I've gotten
straight stick beat. But
slashing, I think they call it slashing.
Yeah.
You ever seen that YouTube video of the guy who fell down and then the skate like cut his throat and all the blood flies over? That's what you do to me on a biweekly basis.
Not so much.
Yeah, I don't know.
I wouldn't say you. Hey, I'm bleeding. From your neck.
I'm bleeding.
If I cut you, will you bleed?
Okay, so do you have like a final story for us?
No, I'm actually all out.
You're all out, really?
I'm all out. I'm totally out.
So do we need to like peter out because my last story isn't good?
I blew my super popular, very expensive load.
Okay, so what do we do? We normally end with a zinger.
I don't know. I did see a recent headline, and this is probably old news by the time you're listening to this, but the band No Doubt is returning.
Yeah?
Yes. So I don't know any of their songs, but I'm sure someone probably does. And No Doubt is back.
Sorry, I'm not home right now. I'm tangled in the spider webs. That's a song of theirs, right?
I don't think so.
Oh, I think it is.
And then also there's been the news that apparently Amelia Earhart was on some island when she crashed.
Yeah.
There was a bottle of freckle cream on the island.
A freckle cream? Freckle juice?
Freckle juice.
Yeah. No, she was going there and they just put it on the back
she
of her
She was an
neck,
ugly bitch. I don't think I've ever seen a picture of her without her hat on.
She was, was she a lesbian?
Lots of freckles, big dick.
Lots of freckles, big dick.
Huge dick, huge week.
Huge week. Okay, that's it, we're done.
This has been Those Damn Lost Kids.
Hey, Cole, what can the listeners do?
Well, the listeners...
With unused shopping bags.
Son of a bitch. Well,
no,
you can actually...
Hey, Cole, what can the listeners do to help us?
To help us out, they can go to duckfeed.tv/thosedamnrosskids, which is the home portal for our site. You can see the most recent episodes. You can find all of our past episodes. You can subscribe to us on iTunes. You can leave us a rating or a review. All of that is incredibly helpful. You can also find a link to our Facebook page. That is the best way to get a hold of us. That is the best way to suggest stories. We can start a conversation there. We really like it when you participate. You can also go to duckfeed.tv/contact. That is a recently redesigned thing that will go to us. And we will read your comment on the air. If you want to call us, you can call 419-528-TDRK, and that will go out over the air unless you say not to. Hey, if you just want to call and say, hey, don't play me on the air, please. I'd rather you didn't. Then that's cool, too. We just want to hear your voices. Other big stuff that's kind of extraordinary above and beyond that, you know, aside from just telling your friends and everything, if you want to support the show monetarily, you can go to duckfeed.tv/Amazon And if you click that link that's found there and buy something, if you're going to be buying some books or buying some electronics, anything you buy after clicking that link, we will get credit for it, and we'll get 4% of your purchase. And that goes a little ways towards helping us defray the bandwidth costs of serving this show and all of that. So I think that's about it, aside from following the network at DuckFeed TV on Twitter. And that's about it. What? What was that?
Good night.